This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Republican Senator Cory Gardner scored a legislative win today as President Trump signed the Great American Outdoors Act into law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a White House ceremony, Trump credited Republican Senators Cory Gardner and Steve Daines for his support of the bill.
They would call me all the time. They wanted to get it done. This was very important to them, so I appreciate it. Steve and Cory, really a great job. People thought you had zero chance of getting this one done. This is big.
The two are the public faces of the bill, but several Republicans and Democrats have been working on these issues for years. The new law is expected to help boost the two senators' conservation credentials as they face tough re-election races. It includes billions of dollars to help the U.S. address a backlog of maintenance at national parks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The National Weather Service is warning the western slope areas surrounding the Pine Gulch wildfire to expect moderate to heavy smoke all day today. Weather Service forecaster Scott Stearns says smoke bringing harmful air quality will be pushed east towards the Rockies throughout the week.
Areas like Parachute, maybe even up as far as Rifle, will be kind of the focus area for smoke concern over the next few days.
The Pine Gulch fire was ignited Friday by lightning. It's burned more than 3,000 acres just north of Grand Junction. It is 5% contained. And the Colorado State Fair will host some on-site competitive events this year at the end of August, but they are not open to the public. It is 89 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.